And then we finally got it split up by communities, see? And of course, I'm on this board here, perpetually, I guess. But all those different boards I served up to a certain point where I saw they were able to manipulate their own business and things were going straight, then I'd get off because I couldn't stay with everything, you know.
Certainly.
And so then, of course, I worked with the Zonda Club quite a bit, but I had to give it up because it's a wonderful organization, but I just didn't have the time to give to it. It's a service organization comparable to Rotary. See, they're the women that are comparable to Rotary.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And you have to have a certain business classification to get in. Well, they counted me on the administrative side, you see.
Oh, that's good. Where did you go to college?
At Texas Women's University. And I went in 1919 when it was called CIA, College of Industrial Arts. And it sounded like a reformatory, so they changed it to Texas, Women's College. And then now it's Texas Women's University. But I graduated in 1923 from there.
Where did you go to school before that?
What?
Where did you go to high school?
I was one of the first graduates from this high school in 1919.
What's the name of it here?
Edinburgh High School. There were just two of us.
Really?
And the reason we were the first graduates counted, there were others that got diplomas, but we had accumulated 8.5 affiliated credits, and it took 15 to get into college. But if we had 8.5, they would take us in on probation, see? And my little friend that was with me, she unfortunately is dead now, but she was a brilliant girl. She was Amelia Schoenier. She later married to Ramirez. And she was just brilliant. And she went on to San Marcos, which is Southwest Texas Normal, you know, University of San Marcos. And I went to TWU, which was CIA at the time, clear across the state. We took the train at Ravenville. It took us 24 hours to get to Dallas. And we went that full year. We went all summer. They had a preparatory school. So that we could get our high school credits off, and in the fall we were full sophomores, you see. And that was a long year for me, I tell you, as far away from home as I was.
Yeah,
but I enjoyed every bit of it. I went into athletics there and was won tennis doubles for 2 consecutive years and president of the Athletic Association, and I was in some of the dirty student politics and a few other things that went on, you know. In our sophomore year, we were terrible. Our class was just awful. And see, that was 1919, after the war, we had a terrible enrollment, you know, very high enrollment. And my folks took me up there. And that was September they had the terrible hurricane that knocked Corpus, you know, almost off the map. And so it was a full week before they could get back home. But my uncle was here, uncle that lived with us, a little hunchback uncle that my father educated, he lived here with us, and he was taking care of my younger brother who stayed, and the servants that were there, and they kept in touch with him, but they couldn't get railroad passage back because everything was a mess here. You know, they had no control of levees or anything, and a lot of people were killed and drowned too. And of course, Corpus was almost wiped off the map.
I didn't realize that.
And they were in Fort Worth, you see, when this hell happened. And quite worried, of course, and I was too. I was in Denton. I knew what was happening, but I kept in touch with them. And after a week, then they finally got passage home. And as they came through from Harlingen up here, they could see the dead cattle and even some dead people, yet they hadn't even gotten them out. It was terrible, awful hurricane. It
must have been terrible.
That was worse than any we'd had. Well, 33 was bad, but this, they had some control then, the floods and things. But in 1919, it was just a, it just hit terrible. Just almost ruined Corpus completely.
Now, you were in Denton then?